Master Fang, have you entered the action?
It is entered.
Where's your yeoman? Is it a lusty yeoman? Will he stand to it?
Sirrah, where's Snare?
Oh, Lord, I, good Master Snare.
Here, here.
Snare, we must arrest Sir John Falstaff.
Yea, good Master Snare, I have entered him in all.
It may chance cost some of us our lives, for he will stab.
Oh, last that day, take heed of him. He stabbed me in mine own house, and that most beastly. In good faith, he cares not what mischief he does if his weapon be out. He will foin like any devil. He will spare neither man, woman, nor child.
If I can close with him, I care not for his thrust.
No, nor I neither. I'll be at your elbow.
And I but fist him once, and he come out within my vise.
Oh, I am undone by his going. I warrant you, he's an infinitive thing upon my score. Good Master Fang, hold him sure. Good Master Snare, let him not escape. It comes continually to Pie Corner, saving your manhoods, to buy a saddle. And he is indicted to dinner at the Lubber's Head in Lombard Street to Master Smooth the Silkman. I pray you, since my Exeon is entered and my case so openly known to the world, let him be brought into his answer. 100 mark is a long one for a lone poor woman to bear, and I have borne and borne and borne and have been fubbed off and fubbed off and fubbed off from this day to that day, and it is a shame to be thought on. There is no honesty in such dealing unless a woman should be made an ass and a beast to bear every knave's wrong. Yonder he comes, and that errant momsy no name barred off with him. Do your offices, Master Fang and Master Snare, do me your offices.
Hell no! Whose mare's dead? What's the matter?
I arrest you at the suit of Mistress Quickly.
Away, varlets! Draw bottles! Cut me off the villain's head! Throw the queen in the channel!
Throw me in the channel? I'll throw thee in the channel, wilt thou? Thou bastardly rogue! Murder! Murder! And thou honeysuckle villain, wilt thou kill God's officers and the king's? Art thou honeyseed rogue? Thou art a honeyseed, a man-queller, and a woman-queller!
Keep them off, Bartle!
Bring a rescuer to thou won't, won't thou? Thou won't, won't thou? Do thou, do thou, hempseed?
What's the matter here? Keep the peace, ho!
Oh, good my lord, be good to me. I beseech you, stand to me.
How now, Sir John? What are you brawling here? Doth this become your place, your time and business? You should have been well on your way to York. Stand from him, fellow. Wherefore hangest upon him?
Oh, my most worshipful lord, and it please your grace, I am a poor widow of East Cheap, and he is arrested at my suit.
For what sum?
Oh, it is more than for some, my lord. It is for all I have. He hath eaten me out of house and home. He hath put all my substance into that fat belly of his, but I will have some of it out again, or I will ride thee like a knight, like the mayor.
I think I'm as like to ride the mare, if I have any vantage of ground to get up.
How comes this, Sir John Fye? What man of good temper would endure this tempest of exclamation? Are you not ashamed to enforce a poor widow to so rough a course to come by her own?
What is the gross sum that I owe thee?
Marry, if thou wert an honest man, thyself and the money too.
What?
Thou didst swear to me upon a parcel gilt goblet sitting in my dolphin chamber at the round table by a sea coal fire upon Wednesday in Weeson Week, when the prince broke thy head for liking his father to a singing man of Windsor. Thou didst swear to me then, as I was washing thy wound, to marry me and make me my lady thy wife. Canst thou deny it? Didst our good wife Keach and the butcher's wife come in then and call me Gossip Quickly, coming in to borrow a mess of vinegar, telling us she had a good dish of prawns, or whereby thou didst desire to eat some, whereby I told thee thou wert ill for a green wound? And didst thou not, when she was finally gone downstairs, desire me to be no more so familiarity with such poor people, saying that ere long they should call me madam? And didst thou not kiss me and bid me fetch thee 30 shillings? I put thee now to thy book oath. Deny it if thou canst.
My lord, this is a poor mad soul.
No.
And she says up and down the street that her eldest son is like you.
Oh, no.
She hath been in good case, and the truth is, poverty hath distracted her. But for these foolish officers, I beseech you, I may have redress against them.
Sir John, I am well acquainted with your manner of wrenching the true cause the false way. It is not a confident brow, nor the throng of words that come with such more than impudent sauciness from you, can thrust me from a level consideration. You have, as it appears to me, practiced upon the easy-yielding spirit of this woman, yes, and made her serve your uses, both in purse and in person.
Yea, in truth, my lord.
Pray thee peace. Pay her the debt you owe her, and unpay the villainy you have done with her. God. The one you may do with sterling money, and the other with current repentance.
My lord, I will not undergo this, Snape, without reply. You call honorable boldness impudent sauciness. If a man will curtsy and say nothing, he is virtuous. No, my lord, your humble duty remembered, I will not be your suitor. I say to you, I desire deliverance from these officers, being upon hasty employment in the king's affairs.
You speak as having power to do wrong, but answer in the effect of your reputation and satisfy this poor woman.
Come here, the hostess.
Now, Master Gower, what news?
The king, my lord, and Harry, Prince of Wales, are near at hand. The rest of the paper tells.
I am a gentleman.
Hey, you said so before.
As I am a gentleman. Come, no more words of it.
By this heavenly ground I tread on, I must be feigned upon both my plate and the tapestry of my dining chamber.
Glasses, glasses is the only drinking. And for thy walls, a pretty slight drollery. Or the story of the prodigal. Or the German hunting in Waterwork. It's worth 1,000 of these bed hangings and these fly-bitten tapestries. Let it be a 10-pound, thou canst. Come! If it were not for thy humours, there's not a better wench in England. Go, wash thy face, and draw thy action. Come, thou must not be in this humour with me. Come, I know thou wast set on to this.
Oh, prithee, Sir John, let it be but 20 nobles. Faith, I'm loath to pawn my plate, so God save me, Lord.
Let it alone. I'll make other shift. You'll be a fool still.
Well, you shall have it, though I've pawned my gown. I hope you'll come to supper. You'll pay me altogether.
Will I live? Go with her. Hook on. Hook on.
Oh, will you have Doll, dear? She meet you at supper?
No more words. Let's have her.
I have heard better news.
What's the news, my good lord?
Where lay the king last night?
At Basingstoke, my lord.
I hope, my lord, all's well. What is the news, my lord?
Come all his forces back?
No. 1,500 foot, 500 horse are marched up to my lord of Lancaster against Northumberland and the Archbishop.
Comes the king back from Wales, my noble lord?
You shall have letters of me presently. Come, go along with me, good Master Gower.
My lord!
What's the matter?
Master Gower, shall I entreat you with me to dinner?
I must wait upon my good lord here. I thank you, good Sir John.
Sir John, you loiter here too long, being you are to take soldiers up in counties as you go.
Will you sup with me, Master Gower?
What foolish master taught you these manners, Sir John?
Master Gower, if they become me not, he was a fool that taught them me. This is a right fencing grace, my lord, tap for tap, and so part fair.
Now the Lord lighten thee, thou art a great fool.
Before God, I am exceeding weary.
Is't come to that? I thought weariness durst not have attached one of so high blood.
Faith, it does me, though it discolours the complexion of my greatness to acknowledge it. Doth it not show vilely in me to desire small beer?
Why, a prince should not be so loosely studied as to remember so weak a composition.
Belike, then, my appetite was not princely gut, for by my troth I do now remember the poor creature small beer. But indeed, these humble considerations make me out of love with my greatness. What a disgrace it is to me to remember thy name, or to know thy face tomorrow, or to take note how many pair of silk stockings thou hast, viz., these and those that were thy peach-colored ones, or to bear the inventory of thy shirts as one for superfluity and another for use. But that the tennis court keeper knows better than I, for it is a low ebb of linen with thee when thou keepest not racket there, as thou hast not done a great while, because the rest of thy low countries have made a shift to eat up thy Holland, and God knows whether those that bawl out the ruins of thy linen shall inherit his kingdom. But the midwives say the children are not in the fault, whereupon the world increases and kindreds are mightily strengthened.
How ill it follows, after you have labored so hard, you should talk so idly. Tell me how many good young princes would do so, their fathers being so sick as yours at this time.
Shall I tell thee one thing, Poins?
Yes, faith, and it'd be an excellent good thing.
It shall serve among wits of no higher breeding than thine.
Go to, I stand the push of your one thing you will tell.
Mary, I tell thee, it is not meet that I should be sad, now my father is sick. Albeit I could tell to thee as to one it pleases me, for fault of a better, to call my friend. I could be sad, and sad indeed, too.
Very hardly upon such a subject.
By this hand thou thinkest me as far in the devil's book as thou in Falstaff, for obduracy and persistency. Let the end try the man. But I tell thee, my heart bleeds inwardly that my father is so sick. And keeping such vile company as thou art hath, and reason taken from me all ostentation of sorrow.
The reason?
What wouldst thou think of me if I should weep?
I would think thee a most princely hypocrite.
It would be every man's thought, and thou art a blessed fellow to think as every man thinks. Never a man's thought in the world keeps the roadway better than thine. Every man would think me a hypocrite indeed. And what a sight your most worshipful thought to think so?
Why, because you have been so lewd, and so much engrafted to Falstaff.
And to thee.
By this light I am well spoke on. I can hear it with mine own ears. The worst they can say of me is that I am a second brother, and that I am a proper fellow of my hands. And those two things, I confess, I cannot help. And by the mass, here comes Bardolph.
And the boy that I gave Falstaff, I had him for me a Christian, and look if the fat villain have not transformed him ape.
God save your grace.
And yours, most noble Bardolph.
Come, you virtuous ash, you bashful fool, must you be blushing? Wherefore blush you now? What a maidenly man-at-arms you are become. Is such a matter to get a Pottlepot's maidenhead?
He calls me even now, my lord, through a red lattice, and I could discern no part of his face from the window. At last I spied his eyes, and methought he had two holes in the alewife's new petticoat, and so peeped through.
Has not the boy profited?
Away, you horse and upright rabbit, away!
Away, you rascally Althea's dream, away!
Instruct us, boy, what dream, boy?
Marry, my lord, Althea dreamed she was delivered of a firebrand, and therefore I called him her dream.
A crown's worth of good interpretation. There it is, boy.
Oh, that this good blossom could be kept from cankers! Well, there's sixpence to preserve thee.
And you do not make him be hanged among you, the gallows shall have wrong.
And how doth thy master, Bardolph?
Well, my good lord, he heard of your grace is coming to town. There's a letter for you.
Delivered with good respect. And how doth the mortal mass, your master?
In bodily health, sir.
Marry, the immortal part needs a physician, but that moves not him. Though that be sick, it dies not.
I do allow this wen to be as familiar with me as my dog. And he holds his place, for look you how he writes.
John Falstaff, knight. Every man must know that as oft as he has occasion to name himself. Even like those that are kin to the king, for they never prick their fingers, but they say, there's some of the king's blood spilt. How comes that? Says he that takes upon him not to conceive. The answer is as ready as a borrower's cap. I am the king's poor cousin, sir.
Nay, they will be kin to us, or they will fetch it from Japhet. But the letter... Sir John Falstaff, knight, to the son of the king nearest his father, Harry, Prince of Wales. Greeting.
Why, this is a certificate.
Peace. I will imitate the honorable Romans in brevity.
It sure means brevity and breath, short-winded.
I commend me to thee, I commend thee, and I leave thee. Be not too familiar with Poins, for he misuses thy favor so much that he swears thou art to marry his sister Nell. Oh. Repent at idle times as thou mayest, and so farewell. Thine, by yea and no, which is as much as to say, as thou usest him, Jack Falstaff with my familiars, John with my brothers and sisters, and Sir John with all of Europe.
My lord, I'll steep this letter in sack and make him eat it.
Oh, that's to make him eat 20 of his words. But do you use me thus, Ned? Must I marry your sister?
God send the wench no worse fortune! But I never said so!
Well, thus we play the fools with the time, and the spirits of the wise sit in the clouds and mock us. Is your master here in London?
Yea, my lord.
Where sups he? Doth the old boar feed in the old frame?
At the old place, my lord, and he's cheap.
What company?
Ephesians, my lord, of the old church.
Sup any women with him?
None, my lord, but the old Mistress Quickly and Mistress Dal Tearsheet.
What pagan may that be?
A proper gentlewoman, sir, and a kinswoman of my master's.
Even such kin as the parish heifers are to the town bull. Shall we steal upon them, Ned, at supper?
I am your shadow, my lord. I'll follow you.
Sirrah, you boy and Bardolph, no word to your master that I am yet come to town. There's for your silence.
I have no tongue, sir.
And for mine, sir, I will govern it.
Fare you well. Go. This doll tear sheet should be some road.
I warrant you, as common as the way between St. Albans and London.
How might we see Falstaff bestow himself tonight in his true colors, and not ourselves be seen?
Put on 2 leathern jerkins and aprons, and wait upon him at his table as drawers.
From a god to a bull. A heavy dissension. It was Jove's case. From a prince to apprentice, a low transformation. That shall be mine, for in everything the purpose must weigh with the folly. Follow me, Ned.
I pray thee, loving wife and gentle daughter, give even way unto my rough affairs. Put not you on the visage of the times, and be like them to Percy Troublesome.
I have given over. I will speak no more. Do what you will. Your wisdom be your guide.
Alas, sweet wife, my honor is at pawn, and but my going, nothing can redeem it.
Oh, yet, for God's sake, go not to these wars. The time was, father, that you broke your word when you were more endeared to it than now. When your own Percy, when my heart's dear Harry threw many a northward look to see his father bring up his powers, but he did long in vain. Who then persuaded you to stay at home? There were 2 honors lost, yours and your son's. For yours, the God of heaven brighten it. For his, it stuck upon him as the sun in the gray vault of heaven, and by his light did all the chivalry of England move to do brave acts. He was indeed the glass wherein the noble youth did dress themselves. He had no legs that practiced not his gait, and speaking thick, which nature made his blemish, became the accents of the valiant, for those that could speak low and tardily would turn their own perfection to abuse to seem like him. So that in speech, in gait, in diet, in affections of delight, in military rules, humors of the blood, he was the mark and glass, copy and book that fashioned others. And him, oh, wondrous him, oh, miracle of men, him did you leave, second to none, unseconded by you, to look upon the hideous god of war in disadvantage, to abide a field where nothing but the sound of Hotspur's name did seem defensible, so you left him. Never. Oh, never do his ghost the wrong to hold your honor more precise and nice with others than with him. Let them alone.
No, no.
The marshal and the archbishop are strong. Had my sweet Harry had but half their numbers, today might I, hanging on Hotspur's neck, have talked of Monmouth's grave.
Beshrew your heart. Fair daughter, you do draw my spirits from me with new lamenting ancient oversights. But I must go and meet with danger there, or it will seek me in another place and find me worse provided.
Oh, fly to Scotland, till that the nobles and the armed commons have of their puissance made a little taste.
If they get ground and vantage of the king, then join you with them like a rib of steel to make the strength the stronger. But for all our loves, first let them try themselves. So did your son. He was so suffered, so came I a widow, and never shall have length of life enough to reign upon remembrance with mine eyes, that it may grow and sprout as high as heaven for recordation to my noble husband.
Come, come, go in with me. 'Tis with my mind as with the tide swelled up unto his height that makes us still stand, running neither way. Fain would I go to meet the archbishop, but many thousand reasons hold me back. I will resolve for Scotland. Yes. There am I till time and vantage crave my company.
What the devil hast thou brought there? Apple Johns? Thou knowest Sir John cannot endure an Apple John.
Oh, mass, thou sayest true. The prince once set a dish of Apple Johns before him and told him there were 5 more Sir Johns. And putting off his hat, said, I will now take my leave of these 6 dry, round, old, withered knights. It angered him to the heart. Oh, but he had forgot that.
Why then, cover and set them down and see if thou canst find out Sneak's noise. Mm-hmm. Mistress Tearsheet would fain hear some music. Mm. Dispatch! The room where they supped is too hot. They'll come in straight.
Sirrah, here will be the Prince and Master Poinsenon, and they will put on two of our jerkins and aprons, and Sir John must not know of it. Bardolph had brought word.
By the mass, here will be old Eudes. Mm-hmm. It will be an excellent stratagem.
I'll see if I can find out Sneak.
Oh. In faith, sweetheart, methinks you are now in an excellent good temporality. Your pulse beats as extraordinarily as heart would desire. And your color, I warrant you, is as red as any rose in good truth law. But if faith, you have drunk too much canaries. And that's a marvelous searching wine, and it perfumes the blood ere one can say, what's this? How do you now?
Oh, better than I was.
Well, that's well said. A good heart's worth gold. Look, here comes Sir John.
When Arthur first in court, empty the Jordan, and was over the king. How now, Mistress Doll?
Sick of a calm, yea, in good faith.
Oh, so is all her sect. If they be once in a calm, they are sick.
Oh, pox, damn you, you muddy rascal. Is that all the comfort you give me?
You make fat rascals, Mistress Doll.
Oh, I make them. Gluttony and disease makes them. I make them not.
If the cook make the gluttony, you help to make the diseases. Oh. Doll, we catch of you, doll, we catch of you. Grant that, my poor virtue, grant that.
Oh, yea, joy, our chains and our jewels.
Your brooches, pearls, and ouches. Oh. For to serve bravely is to come halting off, you know, to come off the breach with his pike bent bravely, and to surgery bravely, to venture upon the charged chambers bravely.
Hang yourself, you muddy old conjure, hang yourself.
By my troth, this is the old-fashioned. You two never meet but you fall to some discord. You are both in good truth as romantic as two dry toasts. You cannot bear one another's conformities. What a good year. Now, one must bear, and that must be you. You are the weaker vessel, as they say, the emptier vessel.
Oh, well, can a weak, empty vessel bear such a huge, full hogshead? There's a whole merchant's venture of Bordeaux stuffing in. Oh, you have not seen a hulk better stuffed in the hold. Ah, come, I'll be friends with thee, Jack. Well, thou art gone to the wars, and whether I shall ever see thee again or no, there's nobody cares.
Sir, Ancient Pistol's below and would speak with you.
Oh, hang him, swaggering rascal. Let him not come in hither. It is a foul-mouthed rogue in England.
If he swagger, not him, let him not come here. Mm. No, by my faith, I must live among my neighbors. I'll know swaggerers. I'm in good name and fame with the very best. Shut the doors. There comes no swaggerers here. I have not lived all this while to have swaggerers now. Shut the doors, I pray you.
Dost thou hear, hostess?
Pray you pacify yourself, Sir John. There comes no swaggerers here.
Dost thou hear? It is mine ancient.
Dilly fally, Sir John, never tell me. Your ancient swaggerer comes not in my doors. I was before Mr. Tistick the deputy the other day, as he said to me. 'Twas no longer ago than Wednesday last. In good faith, neighbor, quickly, says he. Master Dumby, our neighbor, was by then. Neighbor, quickly, says he. Receive those that are civil for, says he. You are an ill name. Now, I said so, I can tell whereupon. For, he says, you are an honest woman and well thought of. Therefore, take heed that guest you receive. Receive, says he. No swaggering companions. No, no. There comes none here. He would bless you to hear what he said. No, I'll no swaggerers.
He's no swaggerer, hostess.
No?
A tame cheetah, he. You may stroke him as gently as a puppy greyhound. Mm. He will not swagger with a Barbary hen if her feathers turn back in any shoe of resistance.
Call him up, drawer.
Yes, sir.
Cheetah called you him? Well, I will bar no honest man my house, nor no cheater. But I do not love swaggering, by my troth. I am the worst when one says swagger field masters. Look how I shake. Look you, I warrant you.
So you do, hostess.
Do I, yea, in very truth I do, as twere an aspen leaf. I cannot abide swaggerers.
God save you, Sir John.
Welcome, Ancient Pistol. Mm. Here, Pistol, I charge you with a cup of sack. Do you discharge upon mine hostess?
I will discharge upon her, Sir John, with
2 bullets. She's pistol-proof, sir. You shall hardly offend her.
Oh, come, I'll drink no proofs to no bullets. I'll drink no more than will be do me good, for no man's pleasure I.
Well, then, to you, Mistress Dorothy, I will charge you.
Charge me? Huh? I scorn your scurvy companion. What? You poor, base, rascally, cheating, lackluman mate. Away, you mouldy rogue, away. I am meat for your master.
I know you, Mistress Dorothy.
Oh, away, you cut-purse rascal, you filthy bung. By this wine, I'll thrust my knife in your mouldy chaps and you play the saucy cuttle with me. Away, you powerful ale rascal, you bay basket, stale juggler, you. Since when, I pray you, sir? Oh, God's light, with 2 points on your shoulder, much...
God, let me not live, but I will murder your rough for this.
Oh. No more pistol. I would not have you go off here. Discharge yourself of our company, Pistol.
No good, Captain Pistol. Not here, sweet Captain.
Captain? Mm. Oh, thou abominable damned cheese, art thou not ashamed to be called Captain? And captains were of my mind, they would truncheon you out for taking their names upon you before you have earned them. You, a captain, you slave, for what? For tearing a poor whore's ruff in a bawdy house. He's a captain. Hang him, rogue. He lives upon mouldy stewed prunes and dried cakes. A captain? Oh, God's light, these villains will make the word as odious as the word occupy, which was an excellent good word before it was ill-sorted. Therefore, captains, and need look to it.
Pretty, go down, good ancient.
Hark thee hither, Mistress Doll.
Not I tell thee what, Corporal Bardolph. I could tear her. I'll be revenge of her.
Lady, go down.
I'll see her damned first to Pluto's damned lake by this hand to the infernal deep with Erebus and tortures vile also. Hold hook and line, say I. Down, dogs, down. Down, faitors. Have we not iron?
Captain Peasel, be quiet. 'Tis very late, faith. I beseech you now, aggravate your collar.
Oh, these be good humors indeed. Shall pack horses and hollow pampered jades of Asia, which cannot go but 30 miles a day, compare with Caesars and with cannibals and Trojan Greeks? Nay, rather damn them with King Cerberus and let the welkin roar! Shall we fall foul for toys?
By my troth, Captain, these are very bitter words.
Be gone, good ancient. This will grow to a brawl.
Die, men like dogs. Give crowns like pins. Have we not iron here?
Oh, my word, Captain, there's none such here. What the good? Do you think I would deny her? For God's sake, be quiet.
Well, then, feed and be fat, my fair Callipolis. Come, give some sack. Si fortunae mi tormente, sperato mi contento. Fear we broadsides? No, let the fiend give fire. Give me some sack! And, sweetheart, lie thou there. Come we to full points here, and our etcetera's nothing.
Pistol! I would be quiet.
Oh, sweet knight, I kiss thy knee. What? We have seen the 7 stars.
Oh, for God's sake, thrust him downstairs. I cannot endure such a fustian rascal.
Thrust him downstairs? Know we not, Galloway nag?
Point him down, Bardolph, like a shove groat shilling. Nay, if he do nothing but speak nothing, he shall be nothing here.
Come. Get you downstairs.
What? Shall we have incision? Shall we imbrue? Well, then, death, rock me asleep. Abridge my doleful days. Why, then, let grievous, ghastly, gaping wounds untwine the sisters three. Come, Atropos, I say.
Is that goodly stuff toward?
Give me my rapier, boy.
Oh, I pray thee, Jack, I pray thee, do not draw.
Get you downstairs.
Here's a goodly tumult. I forswear keeping house afore I be in these terrors and fights. Put up your naked weapon. Put up your naked
weapon. Jack, be quiet. The rascal's gone. Ah, you whoresome little valiant villain, you.
Are you not hurt in the groin? Methought he made a shrewd thrust at your belly.
Have you turned him out of doors?
Yea, sir. Rascal's drunk. You've heard him, sir, in the shoulder.
A rascal. To brave me.
Oh, you sweet little rogue, you. Oh, alas, boy, how thou sweatst. Oh, come, let me wipe thy face. Come on, your horse and chops. Ah, robed in faith. I love thee. Oh, thou art as valiant as Hector of Troy. Worth 5 of Agamemnon, and 10 times better than 9 worthies. Oh, villain.
A rascally slave. I'll toss a rogue in a blanket.
Do when thou darest for thy heart, and thou dost, I'll canvass thee between a pair of sheets.
The music has come, sir.
Oh, let them play. Play, sirs. Sit on my knee, door. A rascal bragging slave. The rogue fled from me like quicksilver.
In faith, and thou followest him like a church. Oh, thou horse and little tidy Bartholomew Bortwick. When wilt thou leave fighting of days and foining of nights and begin to patch up thine old body for heaven?
Peace, Dol. Do not speak like a death's head. Do not bid me remember mine end.
Oh, sirrah, what humor's the prince of?
Good, shallow, young fellow. He would have made a good pantler. He would have chipped bread well.
Well, they say Poins has a good wit.
He? A good wit? Hang him, baboon. Oh. His wit is as thick as Tewkesbury mustard. There's no more conceit in him than is in a mallet.
Then why does the prince love him so, then?
Because their legs are both of a bigness. And he plays at quoits well. And eats conjure and fennel and drinks off candles' ends for flap dragons and rides the wild mare with the boys and jumps upon joins tools and swears with a good grace and wears his boot very smooth like unto the sign of the leg and breeds no bait with telling of discreet stories and such other gamble faculties he hath that shew a weak mind and an able body, for the which the prince admits him. For the prince himself is such another. The weight of an hair will turn the scales between their habit-du-poids.
Would not this knave of a wheel have his ears cut off?
Let's beat him before his whore.
Look where the withered elder hath not his paw clawed like a parrot.
Is it not strange that desire should so many years outlive performance?
Kiss me, doll.
Saturn and Venus this year in conjunction. What says the almanac to that?
Look whether the fiery trigon, his man, be not lisping to his master's old tables, his notebook, his council keeper.
Thou dost give me flattering bosses.
By my truth, I kiss thee with a most constant heart.
I am old. I am old.
I love thee better than I love e'er a scurvy young boy of a more.
What stuff wilt thou have a kirtle of? I shall receive money on Thursday, and thou shalt have a cap tomorrow. A merry song. Come, it grows late. We will to bed. Thou wilt forget me when I am gone.
By my truth, thou set me a-weeping, and thou sayest so. Prove that ever I dress myself handsome till I return. Well, hearken at the end.
Some sack, Francis.
Anon! Anon, sir!
A bastard son of the king's? And art thou not Porns, his brother?
Why, thou globe of sinful continence, what a life dost thou lead!
A better than thou! I am a gentleman! Thou art a drawer!
Very true, sir, and I come to draw you out by the ear.
Ah! Yeah. Oh, Lord, preserve thy good grace by my troth. Welcome to London. Now the Lord bless that sweet face of thine. Oh, Jesu, are you come from Wales?
Thou whoreson mad compound of majesty. By this light flesh and corrupt blood, thou art welcome!
Hey, you fat fool, I scorn you!
My lord, he will drive you out of your revenge and turn all to merriment if you take not the heat!
Oh, you whore sun candle, mind you! How vilely did you speak of me now before this honest, virtuous, civil gentlewoman!
God's blessing of your good heart, and so she is by my troth.
Didst thou hear me?
Yea, and you knew me, as you did when you ran away by Gad's Hill. You knew I was at your back, and spake it on purpose to try my patience.
No, 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 not so. I did not think thou wast within hearing.
I shall drive you, then, to confess the willful abuse, and then I know how to handle you.
No abuse, Hal. On mine honor, no abuse.
Not to dispraise me and call me a bread chipper, and I know not what.
No abuse, Hal.
No abuse?
No abuse, Ned. In the world, honest, Ned, none. I dispraised him before the wicked, that the wicked might not fall in love with him, in which doing I have done the part of a careful friend and a true subject, and thy father is to give me thanks for it. No abuse, Hal. Mm. None, Ned. None. No, boys. None.
See now whether pure fear and entire cowardice doth not make thee wrong this virtuous gentlewoman too close with us. Is she of the wicked? Is thine hostess here of the wicked? Or is thy boy of the wicked? Or honest Bardolph, whose zeal burns in his nose, of the wicked?
Answer, thou dead elm, answer!
The fiend hath pricked down Bardolph irrecoverable, and his face is Lucifer's privy kitchen, where he doth nothing but roast maltworms. For the boy, there's a good angel about him, but the devil outbids him, too.
For the women?
For one of them, she is in hell already, and burns poor souls. For the other, I owe her money, and whether she be damned for that, I know not.
No, I warrant you.
No, I think thou art not. I think thou art quit for that. Mary, there is another indictment upon thee, for suffering flesh to be eaten in thy house, contrary to the law, for the which I think thou wilt howl.
All victuallers do so. What's a joint of mutton or two in a whole of Lent?
You gentlewoman.
Oh, what says your grace?
His grace says that which his flesh rebels against.
Who knocked so loud at the door? Look to the door there, Francis.
Peter, how now? What news?
The king, your father, is at Westminster, and there are 20 weak and wearied posts come from the north. And, as I came along, I met and overtook a dozen captains, bareheaded, sweating, knocking at the taverns, and asking every one for Sir John Falstaff.
By heaven, Poins, I feel me much to blame, so idly to profane the precious time. When tempest of commotion like the south, born with black vapor, doth begin to melt and drop upon our bare, unarmed heads. Give me my sword and cloak, Falstaff. Good night.
Now comes in the sweetest morsel of the night, and we must hence and leave it unpicked. More knocking at the door. How now? What's the matter?
You must away to court, sir, presently. A dozen captains stay at door for you.
Pay the musicians, sirrah. Farewell, hostess. Farewell, doll. You see, my good wenches, how men of merit are sought after. The undeserver may sleep when the man of action is called on. Farewell, good wenches. If I be not sent away post, I will see you again ere I go.
I cannot speak if my heart be not ready to burst. Well, sweet Jack, have a care of thyself.
Farewell. Farewell.
Well, fare thee well. I have known thee these 29 years come peace card time, but an honester and truer-hearted man. Well, fare thee well.
Mistress Tearsheet.
What's the matter?
Bid Mistress Tearsheet come to my master.
Oh, run, doll, run, good doll, come. She comes blubbered. Yea, will you come, doll?